In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you on this rather cold February morning. As I was thinking about this morning's sermon, I began to think a little bit about my Lucia. So the cool thing with Lucia being 11 years old, she still is okay with me using her as an illustration for my sermons. Very soon, like the older two, it's not going to be as cool. But right now, she's still smiling, so I think she's pretty happy. So a few days ago, we were putting Lucia to bed, and we still like to read her a little bit of a book. And when we put her to bed, and we were reading this series of books that Presbyteria got for Lucia, and they're really, really nice. They're like these books about historical figures. Some of them are still alive, and some of them have passed on. But they're really neat because they kind of focus on what they did in history. Part of the problem, though, is that some of these books have some challenging concepts, right? There are some difficult things to kind of teach to a child. So Lucia has this wonderful tendency of asking a lot of questions. A lot of questions. And often. So if Lucia doesn't quite get something, then she's going to ask a question. If my answer is not sufficient for her, then she may ask the question again a little bit differently, trying to get her father to get it right. And if I still don't get it right, then she continues to ask. Lucia is a child that is persistent in getting an answer. And it's a wonderful trait to have. We're very blessed that Lucia has that trait, but it gets difficult at 9:30 at night when you're trying to put her to bed, and she's so persistent. But it is an important trait to have. It's an important trait to have in our jobs and out in the world, to be persistent, to be seeking knowledge, to be persistent. But it's also important to have when it comes to our faith. And that is what we see today. We witnessed a woman who was, above all else, persistent in her faith. She was someone that sought after something that she needed, and she didn't stop. She continued to be persistent. She continued to show that she believed and she knew that our Lord and Savior could. And if she kept it up and kept showing up in front of him, that he would help her. Today, my friends and my family, it's important for us to consider the kind of faith that she had, and to think about how we too can have that same faith. So we are continuing to read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and we heard a scripture reading that all of us are familiar with. It's a memorable one for a number of reasons. It's most memorable, I think, for the way that our Lord kind of deals with this Canaanite woman, right? He deals with her in a way that we're really not used to our Lord kind of dealing with people. He speaks to her in a way that sometimes might make some of us, myself included, a little bit uncomfortable, right? But he does this for a certain reason, right? So we hear that the Lord is in this area, and it's an area where there are not a lot of Jewish people. So it's curious, it's interesting that he's even there. But the other interesting thing is that he's in this area where you would imagine that people wouldn't even know who he was. But that wasn't the case. The Syrian Phoenician woman or the Canaanite woman knew who he was, knew what he was capable of doing, and had faith that he would help her. So she ran over to him and began to kind of cry out loud, right? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then she tells him what she needs, right? That her daughter is severely possessed. And what does the Lord do? Nothing. He did exactly what you did, right? He was quiet. He answered her not a word. He said nothing to her at all. This got me thinking. Sometimes I think all of us have had the same experience. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed, and we may not always get an answer back. We may not always get the answer that we want. And I remember a priest, I may have told you this before, saying that sometimes we think that faith is kind of like a vending machine, right? Where you go to the vending machine and you put in your money and immediately you get exactly what you want. Well, unfortunately, he said, faith is not like that. Faith is not always like that. The Lord isn't always going to give us the answer right away. But we have to do what she did. We have to be persistent. And we know that she was persistent because the disciples said, hey, this woman keeps crying after us. Will you please do something? Just send her away. And then the Lord has another interesting dialogue, right? He tells the disciples while she's standing there, he says, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. And that's it. And that's when she continued to show up and continued to be persistent. And she kneels down in front of him and says, Lord, help me. And this is the hardest response that he gives to her. He says, it's not okay to give the children's bread to dogs. But then she responds, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. St. John Chrysostom comments on this, and he says that the Lord wasn't trying to be mean to her. I'm paraphrasing. I don't think he would have used those words, but he says the Lord wasn't trying to be mean to her. He wasn't speaking mean to her, but what he was trying to do was to pull out of her what was already there. And that was her faith. In this very same chapter, a little bit farther, or a little before we read today, the Lord is talking with the Pharisees, and he says, what comes out of the mouth is what is in the heart. And what was in her heart was faith. And that is what our Lord was pulling out of her. Not only for her, but for others to see as well. Because what does he say to her? Great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you ask. And he healed the little girl. So what are we supposed to do with all of this? How are we supposed to have that same faith? Well, I think one of the things that she kept doing is something that all of us understand is important in life. And that is we have to show up. I know with my children, when I show up to their things, it builds up our relationship, right? And when I show up to their stuff, when they know that I may have to cancel something, it makes things even more important. When we show up to something, when it takes some effort, it builds relationship. My friends and my family in Christ, the same is true with our Lord. When we keep showing up, even when we don't want to, when we are here, even when we don't want to be here because we're not getting an answer, when we stand up in front of our icons and we continue to ask him to help us, we are showing up and we are building up that relationship. Because the alternative is what? To break that relationship. And that would be disastrous. So for us, it is to continue being persistent as she was. For us, it means to continue showing up. Because eventually, the Lord will hear us. Eventually, he will give us an answer. It may not always be the one that we want, but it will be the one that we need. So today, as we continue with this liturgy, I ask that we all continue to ask ourselves to continue showing up, whether it's here in front of our icons, and be persistent in your faith, as was the Canaanite woman. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.